J.D. Vance basically go Ron Paul on the Federal Reserve. Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics and a quick video because we have plenty of news coming out ahead of tomorrow's election. And one of the more shocking ones in the past few days is hearing J.D. Vance basically go Ron Paul on the Federal Reserve, mentions that he's come around to Ron Paul's argument on the Fed and certainly had some fascinating comments here. Obviously, J.D. Vance is Trump's vice presidential candidate. And just a couple of days ahead of the election, here we have some comments from J.D. Vance. We've seen the impacts of unchecked power in the Federal Reserve for decades. I've come to believe it's not in America's best interest. Well, certainly, I think many people who have lived through 20% price increase just since COVID struck alone might be sharing those feelings, especially as now we are told inflation is cooked, PC getting pretty close to 2%. Although, is that the end of inflation? I would think not. And either case, some more comments from J.D. Vance. Again, the man who might be vice president, elected as vice president tomorrow, vice president in just a couple months after that. The unchecked ability to print money and control interest rates without accountability, it's unsustainable. And he mentions the time more leaders understood the dangers of an unaccountable central bank. So really going Ron Paul on the Fed here. Federal Reserve's policies over the last decade have made it clear we need more accountability. Certainly would agree with that. Although, of course, we have some comments here that the establishment Republican Party, not so sure they're embracing that one. We'll see what, if Trump is elected, we will see what happens when he gets in. Again, I know there were a lot of things that were suggested before he came in the first time, but certainly we're now getting into the territory of some radically significant changes, some of which I agree with. I wonder how the implementation of all of these would go. But while I think Kamala Harris is going to be largely a continuation, similarities to what we just saw for the past 4 years, if Trump is elected, at least there are some possibilities, and I don't know what J.D. Vance plans to do about that with the Fed, but as a different example, here from Robert Kennedy, January 20th, the Trump White House will advise all U.S. water systems to remove fluoride from public water. A lot of topics that RFK has talked about, and that at least as they are being stated, sure would suggest some significant changes. Of course, we have the possibility of Elon Musk being the Secretary of Cost Cutting. Now, again, that is not set in stone, as we will mention, and we'll get back to that in just one moment. But along the lines of Trump associates' comments on the Federal Reserve here, Trump's former pick to join the Federal Reserve has proposed a radical solution to solve inflation. That is Judy Shelton, who was nominated by Trump in 2020 to fill a seat on the Fed's Board of Governors. And now she says, how about the Fed aims at no inflation at all? Currently, the Fed targets a stable inflation rate at 2%. It's supposed to happen so gradually that people barely notice it. I think people have noticed it in the last couple of years. And here she's saying stable inflation is an oxymoron because it means it's not stable. Certainly, I agree with that. And obviously, she does have a new book out called Good as Gold, where she talks about how she thinks it would be a good idea to invoke some sort of gold backing to the U.S. Treasury market. Trying to see if we can get an interview with her would be quite fascinating to talk with her and hear more about that in particular. But the other thing that I wanted to come back to is that currently Shelton is not inside the Trump team at this point. Though here we see from Stephen Chung, the Trump campaign communications director, says President Trump announced a Trump-Vance transition leadership group to initiate the process of preparing for what comes after the election. Formal discussions of who will serve in a second Trump administration is premature, so we don't know exactly whether Musk or Judy Shelton will be a part of that, but certainly people that Trump has looked to in the past. And again, just pointing out that if Trump wins and that stands up, again, already assuming that there's going to be a lot of lawsuits in between a certification, but certainly we would be on track for a substantial change. And Just before we wrap up, we've mentioned that we do now have a Substack, a written Substack that comes out daily, Arcadia Economics Gold and Silver Daily, where we dig into a lot of these things, including there's been a spike in the bond yield ever since the, as well as the dollar, ever since the Fed did its 50 basis point cut back in September. And of course, 2 days after the election, you have the Fed to look forward to again there. And either case, we are covering this in written form each day, trying to give you the highlights in a way that you can get through pretty quickly too. So link to that is goldandsilverdaily.substack.com. Hope you're having a great afternoon out there, and we'll see what happens in the next day or so. But a lot of exciting news coming out already, and we will keep you posted.